The University of Toronto is seeking Indigenous members of Rama First Nation to participate in a groundbreaking study aimed at understanding the impact of cannabis use on oral health, particularly among Indigenous populations. The study comes in response to Canada's legalization of non-medical cannabis in 2018, which has raised questions about its long-term health effects. Jacob Rogers, the lead research coordinator at the university, emphasized the urgency of the project. There is emerging evidence that suggests a link between cannabis smoking and oral diseases, including oral cancers, he said. Which is why the university has launched a study that focuses on Indigenous youth and adults to address health disparities. Over the next 3 years, researchers will work with self-identified cannabis users and non-users from Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. Participants, who must be aged 19 to 55 and have most or all of their teeth, will undergo non-invasive testing conducted by trained professionals. Saliva and urine samples will be analyzed to assess cannabis exposure, while sensory tests will evaluate pain sensitivity. The study, funded by the Canadian Institute of Health Research, aims to shed light on the disproportionate burden of oral health issues faced by Indigenous communities. Indigenous people are more likely to use cannabis relative to the Canadian general population, and they're also more likely to experience poor oral health outcomes, Rogers explained. So studies like this are part of a larger network of studies that are being done that are really just meant to gain an understanding of how does cannabis use affect oral health, but also, more specifically, how does cannabis use affect Indigenous oral health in Canada. The research findings will be shared with communities through the Indigenous Learning Circle model, ensuring that Indigenous perspectives shape health policies and strategies. These learning circles will also provide education on the oral health risks associated with cannabis use. To encourage participation, researchers are offering compensation of up to $250 per year. Rogers and his team are particularly focused on reaching as many Indigenous participants as possible in Ontario, with plans to visit Rama First Nation later this month. Those interested in joining the study can contact research coordinator Jessica Alkima at jessica.alkima@utoronto.ca.